You're not allowed to plant your fields on Shavuos. So the Chayrish told the Zeraya, and by plowing it, that's called the Tolda. That's a type of a way of making it grow, of Zeraya planting. But going Chayrish lechasis es Azriya, case where you're plowing now to cover over the seeds. In other words, you already put the seeds in the ground, and now you are plowing to get the dirt over it, which that's also included in Zeraya. So that's also to do a lav on Shavuos. Vayta biyomtiv. We're talking about now you're doing on Yomtiv. There's another lav. It's one of the lamates malachis. You're not allowed to be chayrish on plow the ground on Yomtiv, who had it on Shabbos. And vayta kohen v'nozir abeis atuma. It could be this person was a kohen and the person was a nozir, two different lavim, and he was plowing in a beis atuma, in a beis akvaras. That there's a lav, a kohen is not allowed to go near a beis akvaras to matam himself. And the Wadin of Nozir is not allowed to go into the basic kvaros to be Matam himself. So these are all separate, eight different lavim you have here. Shrashi of Klayim Bekerim, to Bahadi the Kochorish, that when you're plowing, Mechapi, you're covering over the Klayim. Via Mechapi Beklayim, somebody covers over the Klayim, Loike, you get Malkus. Sarei Chamisha, this is five so far. For Yomtiv, Harei Shisha, that's the sixth one. For Shabbos Leitoni, why doesn't it say Shabbos here? Mishum Delav, Shinitin Lazarus Mrs. Bezdin, whom? The Enloikin Allah. For Shabbos, you don't get Malkus, it's called Lava Nitin, Lazarus Mrs. Bezdin. The Smashenkin Yomtiv, there's no Chi of Misa, and Yomtiv is only a Lav, therefore by Yomtiv you get Malkus. Smashenkin is a Lav, and on Shabbos he holds you don't get Malkus for this Lav, because the Lav is also given Lazarus Mrs. Bezdin. If somebody's Mechal of Shabbos, he's Chi of Misa. So with such a lav, you don't get malchus. Right, so far we have six of the koyin v'nozir, abeis atumah, sheze beis hakvoros. He's plowing now in a beis hakvoros, in a cemetery. Uvu koyin, the person is a koyin, is doing this, v'nozir. V'yesh kan lave the koyin l'nefesh l'yitamah. That's one lav. A koyin is not allowed to be metamah himself to a mace. V'lav de nozir al nefesh mace l'yavoy. There's a special lav for nozir not to be metamah himself. So the kids of this one person is over eight different lavim for doing this one ma'aseh harishit. There's such a case like that. Now the kasher of chizdus and ask rabbi is rabba vi amrin on hoyul. If you tell me there's a sorah from hoyul, if something would happen to be mutter, we can sit with mutter right now also. Acharish shalei lechayiv the churah for yomtiv for doing the moloch of harisha plowing the ground on yomtiv. For that you should not get malchus. Why not? I'll tell you, since on Yomtiv, you're allowed to make a shechita. You're allowed to shecht the bird, a tzipor on Yomtiv. You want to eat the bird on Yomtiv, you're allowed to make a shechita. Now, as soon as you make a shechita, when the blood drips down to the floor, there's a mitzvah, kisei adam. He's also take the earth and cover it up. Let's say you have no earth there, so you have to make a harisha now in order to make the dirt soft, that you could be make a mekayim, the mitzvah, kisei adam. So that should be mutter on Yomtiv. So according to you, Rabba, why don't you say a svar hoyil here? Hoyil if right next to this harisha that be a dam tzipur, that you would want to do the mitzvah kisi adam, the churu would say, Esther Decheloisa say, that then it should be muti, you should not get malchus. Rashi says, Acharisha zatrashim yishum lav di yomtiv leluki, for the lav of being over the malach on yomtiv, you should not get malchus. Dam tzipur hoyil vi mizdam nilay tzipurim, vechayis tuva. Let's say you can have a lot of birds and a lot of chayis, and you don't want to cover up their blood. So l'chur, you'd be allowed to do a harisha to get the ground soft in order to do a mitzvah kisi adam. So I'm sorry, why don't you say a svar from hoyil here? Yeah, and Tosfos speaks out that a harisha loy l'chayiv, hoyil v'choz l'kisi adam tzipa, Tosfos speaks out, im hoyil adam tzipa b'mokayim, if you had blood there, b'mokayim harish, in the place where you're being harish, where you're plowing now. We're talking about such a case that if you'd look around for other dirt that's already soft, the blood would dry up in between. So that's why it's called Esther Decheloisa, say you have no other way to do it. Or you touch the side of the mind, be water that would mess it up. And if you'd wait to get the other dirt, you would not be able to make the Mrs. Kisui. So in this case, we should have said Esther Decheloisa say. Because if you don't do the essay, if you don't start plowing right now, you will not be able to be mekayim this mitzvah of kisi adam. The Gamar Ross talking about shein yochol kofloi v'litloi. You can't just pick up all this blood and take it someplace else to another place where you'll find the dirt. The Yimla Ken, because if you could have done one of these two ways, it's either look for other dirt, or else by trying to pick up this blood and move it someplace else. So if you could be mekayim the mitzvah in a different way, in a different manner, that you would not have to be over the Aveira of Harishon, you would not have the heter to be over Harishon. If you can't do it, then the klal is este is dechaloisasei. So that's the shaila here. That here, l'chura, there are cases that right next to the harisha, you push your need, or this harisha, you need the dirt, in order to make the mitzvah sasei of kisi adam. So in this case, we should say este dechaloisasei. So according to you, Rabbi, that you say this far from hoyel, even if you don't have the dam tzipur or the dam chayis around, but since if you would have the blood, it would be mutter, you should never get malchus for harisha on yomtiv. That's the Gemara's kasha. According this is Rav Chisda's kasha on Rabbi's side of Hoyel. Right over. Yeah, so Gemara answered the shayla to say, Omer Rav Papa Bar Shmuel Biyavonim Mekuzolus. I tell you, we're talking about here now. This ground has stones on it. Stones called Mekuzolus. So Rashi really is not girls the word Mekuzolus here. Rashi just says, Ba'avonim d'lechoz l'kisi. We're talking about here right now that where you are plowing over stony ground. And these stones right now, the way it is, you can't use it for kisi. Therefore, there's not chance to say any hail here. Tosfos learned what is Ba'avonim Mekuzolus means. Tosfos pirush rakis. They're a little soft, these stones. Shein ruyis lizruyah. You could plow and grow in these stones, like a stone, like a hard piece of dirt. But it's not right to use this type of a hard dirt for kisi adam until you first crush it down. For God, the base akitzitoy says nami lefi shein rakas ruyas yes lekinuach. Like there's a gemara about that you use these avonim kozolos to go to the best kisa to wipe yourself. Since it's very soft, it's good to wipe yourself with it. Mikishen kosh from other ones that are very hard. So then he says, well, like your pirush akunchi, the pirush hosam, the perakirum kozolos chodis. It means they're very sharp. The Ochel Yosef Shop here, it doesn't come out, might not come in if it's sharpened out. See, if it tastes like it says, Rashi moch kaikan min asvarim. Rashi taka takes out this virus, he's not virus, mekuzolus. He takes it out of the svarim. Yeah. So, after the Gemara, we're talking about now that you are planting, you are plowing over hard dirt, that you can't use this dirt the way it is right now for Kisadam anyway. Fret the Gemara, no. Royal Kaitchan. For the Gemara, good, it's hard dirt right now. So, chop it down, and then you could use the sand for kisi adam. So also there's still a hechatin, so how you could do this for kisi adam? So why do you say you get malchus for the charisha? Have the Gemara for the Markash or Ketisha beyond the Mishori? Is it mutter to be kaitish to crush it down on Yomtif? That's one of the Yad Malachis. How is it mutter to make a Ketisha to crush it down on Yomtif? So Gemara answers, Royu l'kaitshon kalacha yad. True, midiraisa maybe it's awesome, but if you do it with a shinu, if you do some different manner than the usual manner, midiraisa that's always mutter. That's always the klal. Midiraisa is only osi, only over the isa diraisa if you do it in the normal manner. Once you do a little bit shinu, a little bit different manner, there's no isa diraisa. So I call upon midiraisa, you do have a way how to make a mitzvah kisi adam with this dirt where you're plowing right now. So that's still the kasha, according to Rabbi. You say this far from Hoyol, why do you get malchus for this harisha, this plowing on Yomtiv? Since there's a hechatim sahal, the midiraisa, you're not over any averus. So Drashi Ruya Lakoichin, this is a kushi, it's a kasha. And the Mariet, the Kalacha Yad, Aydei Shinui. Tishvus Biyamu, it's only Yosem Midirabonin now. The Chibun, the midiraisa Shori, Pokale Malchus. Since midiraisa, it's mutter, therefore the malchus goes off. Right, this Gemara right now is very shver. Or we'll soon see twice about this. Let's just first finish the Gemara just a little bit. So Gemara is still asked the question now. It's royal lekoychon, do a kalachiyad. After Gemara, we're talking about now bitsunma. We're talking about now it's a harder type of a dirt, rocky part of dirt. It's very hard. That this here you can't even make a t-shirt. It's not royal to use for kisi adam. Therefore, that's why you get malchus, because you're plowing now in such a ground that you cannot use it at all for kisi adam. So that's why there's a malchus. For the Gemara, it was such hard dirt. Sunma Bazriya. Can you plow and such? Could you plant there? You can't plant there if it's so rocky. Moran says, Sunma Mumala, track on top. It's very rocky. It's very hard. But on the bottom, though, there's nice soft ground. So you're planting into the nice soft ground on the bottom. It's Tichuach. It's a soft ground there. For the Gemara, then, V'tepetle Mishumafa Tichuach. So typically, mishumafa tichuach, it should be mutter to do. That's mutter. You can make a kisi adam with the offer tichuach. So again, why is the malchus here? It's possible to be doing this now, this harisha, in order to be able to make a kisi adam here. And the Gemara, Elo Oma Ma Bar Rav Ashi, we're talking about the case Betino. We're talking about it's like a clay. Drashi tit lachel bol, like wet clay. That's what we're talking about. So wet clay, no matter what you do with it, it's not roi to use for kisi adam. For the Gemara, Betino Baz Rihu. Is that true? But if it's wet clay, can you plant? Can you? Now, the same kash we have by Sunno. Can you plant and grow things in wet clay? And the Gemara be Metunta. The Metunta Rashi says, Eretz Lecha, it's a very wet type of a ground. Ruyel is Ruyel. There's some type of clay, wet ground, that this wet ground is Roy to plant there. That much you could do there. But the Einai Nasis offer, it's never considered dirt to use for Kisi Adam. In Bola Kesh, even if you come to crush it down. He Madavekas Megvelis. Because right away it gets stuck together with the other soft dirt, and since it's so wet, it becomes like clogs, like mud, that you can't use that for Kisi Adam. Kisi Adam has to be with dried, soft dirt, and here you can never have it. So the kids of the terraces we're talking about on the Hechatims, we're making up a case that you're making this Harisha and Yomtis, that it's in a place that's not possible to make it, to do the mitzvah Kisi Adam with this type of a dirt. That's why you get Malchus even according to Rava. Because here you cannot say Hoyle. There's no way to say a possibility you won't get Malchus for it. Yeah, now in the Gemara before, let's see the Tosfos Ketisha, the Yomtif Mishari. The Gemara asked the Kasha that, good, we're talking about now the dirt was a little bit hard. So the question was though, then make a Ketisha, go, crush it down to make it soft that you could use it for Kisi Adam. And that the Gemara asked the Kasha, Ketisha, the Yomtif Mishari. How could you say to go crush it down on Yom Tov? That's Nisa Teichin, which is also to do on Yom Tov. So Teichin asked the Kasha, Hikshri Vo, my Parak, what's the Gemara's Kasha here? Havadi Shari, Havadi Mitzmuta, to do this Ketisha, to do this Tchina Nam. Kamei Harisha, to Shari, Mishum Hoyle? Just like Harisha was saying it's Mutta now. Harisha plowing is also one of the Yavis Malachis. Still was saying it's Mutta, because the Svar of Hoyle, maybe you're going to need this Harisha to do the Mitzvah Kisi Adam. And we'll say, yes, Avechal Oysa say here. So the same thing, say for the lav of Ketisha say the same thing. Like yesterday's Avechal Oysa say, it doesn't make enough min if it's one lav or two lavs. You're still doing these lavs, I'm asking, and carrying the mitzvah, say, it should be mutter. It's Achinami Ketisha, that's one kasha. Very shrek kasha. For you, another kasha to Isaiah's Taima, Hechi Parachot, let's say, Hechi Esai, the Kisiv Yitzchel Lav, the Yomtiv, or any Yomtiv Ninchel of the Yasei. Because it's Oysa say the Yasei. If the klal is an essay, is only deicher a loisa say, but not when with the loisa say there's an essay involved also. Now Yom Tov has an essay with it. Sometimes the Gemara says this, that you don't say essay deicher a loisa say by Yom Tov. So what's the Avamina here to say that because of the mitzvah essay of Kisei Adam, you would be allowed to do Eshtim's Harisha now Gemara, and who I didn't, what's the kasha about Ketisha and Monashach? Ketisha should have also been mutter. Says for Toys learns like this, on the Forash Rashbam, the Gemara does not mean to say the Pshat should have been out Esa Dechalaisa saying. Ela Mishum the Oz, Loit Sarach Le Harisha, Eliafo Loy Ofram. The Pshat is for the Melechas Harisha, there wouldn't be any Av Melacha. Harisha, the Pshat is the Melacha, is you want the fact that the dirt is fixed. Like you want to be able to make it grow better. You're plowing now that the ground should be better for growing. So you're making an improvement in the ground. That's the Malacha Harisha. That's Takosa. The Gemara's Teres here, Hoyle, if you need it for Kisi Adam as a Pshat, if you need this dirt, not for the purpose of making the ground better, but you want to make a Harisha plowing here in order to have soft ground, to pick it up and take it and use it someplace else to use it for Kisi Adam, there's no Malacha Midiraisa. That's not called Harisha. That's called you being Harish, the Ein Tzorach Eli Afara. All you need is just the dirt to take it out and use it someplace else. You don't want the tachlis of the malacha. Like it's called the malacha shechzrich legufa. You don't want the real malacha of plowing to make the ground better. You only want to plow to make the ground soft that you can use it for someplace else. That's called someone's digging a hole. I'm going to ask just to use the dirt, not to use the hole, which is mutter midiraisa. So that was the Gemara's kasha here. On Harisha, it should have been mutter, because it's a malacha shechzrich legufa. So now it's very good our Gemara. Well, the Gemara has a kashto to make a katisha, to make a tchina. That's the Gemara's kasha. There, there's no heter. There, your mom is doing the block of tchina. Tchina is like grinding. You have a hard piece of ground that you want to chop it up and make it soft. That's mamish and av melacha. But that is no heter.
So it's a very good one. This the Gemara had to answer, do it with a shinui. If you do it some differently, there's different manner, that's muti midiraisa. Once it's muti midiraisa, sakopon and yada swara of hoyo midiraisa that takes off, you should not get malchus. That was the kasha on Rabbah. Why did it say here you get 8 malchus in, you should only get 7 malchus in? And that the Gemara gives a terem. So we're talking about such a type of a ground that bechalav you cannot be mekayim mitzvah kisi adam with this type of ground. Therefore, there's no hoyl here, and that's why you get malchus even for this charisha which is being done on yomtiv.
Yeah. So the Gemara writes, Eis v'yabai. Abai is going to ask another kasha now. Eis v'yabai. Hamavashel do alocha. Hamavashel gid hanosha b'cholov b'yomtiv. If somebody cooks the gid hanosha, that's also to eat, with milk on yomtiv. The oichloi, and he also eats it on yomtiv, loik yechomish. He's over 5 different lavim, 5 different malchus, and he gets 5 times. Loik yemishum avashel gid b'yomtiv. That's one thing. They're not allowed to eat the gid hanosha, it's also to eat it. So if you cook it on yomtiv, you're over the malach of cooking. There's no het of oichl nefesh, because it's not oichl nefesh, it's also to eat it. And when you eat it, you're also over the avera of eating gid hanosher, that's allowed to eat it. As the word gid hanosher is considered like boser, and it's a lav hatera to cook boser b'cholov. That's another lav that you're over. Stam cooking boser b'cholov. There's another malchus for eating the boser b'cholov. It's boser b'cholov, there's a lav not to cook it and not to eat it. For loike mishum havara, and another malchus, the fifth one is mishum havara. You're making a fire. It's to make this fire in order to cook up this. You're not sure it's also to do on yomtiv, because loike that's not considered tzarcha yachal nefesh, since you're not allowed to eat it on yomtiv. So these are the 5 malchus in you get. Like Rashi says, mishum havara, and before Rashi says, loike mishum havashra gid biyomtiv. Bishol sheino ruya. This is called cooking that you're not allowed to eat on yomtiv. For like mishum avasho, you're like mishum cooking, and like mishum avasho b'osa b'cholav. Afilu hu chayil. Even in the middle of the weekday, you wouldn't have this lav of cooking milk and meat together. Uksarva, this time holds yesh begid ibnayis and tam abosrahim. So machlekes in Gemara and Chum, does this gid hanosh, this vein, have some taste to it that is considered like meat, or it has no taste? It's considered like eight piyam, like a stick. It doesn't have a shame b'osa meat on it. So this man the Yoma that said that if you're cooking it, you're over the avera of Bosra B'cholov, holds that it is considered Yesh Begidim Reisim Tam. Yeah. Shrashim Shum Avora. Shlele Tzarech, the Avora Moloch Liyatzim, or Bishum Loch Liyatzim. There are 2 different malchus, and there are 2 different lavs here. There's a lav not to cook that we had before, and now there's a new lav not to Havora, not to burn. You only have a right to burn on Yom Tov something that's called a Tzarech Echon Nefesh. If it's not a Tzarech Echon Nefesh, it's Takosim. Yeah. So this the Gemara has the kasha now. The Amrin and Hoyel, there's a kasha and you rob it. You're gonna tell me you say this far from Hoyel, if something happens, I have Vorol Elechayiv. You should not get Malchus for this malacha of making fire, of burning something. Hoyel de Chazile Latzarkai. Because since this fire that you're burning the wood right now, you could use the heat for a tzarkai. Like Bashash, you put the, let's say you have a fire there ready. Now you put some wood into the fire. So that should be mutter, because it's possible to use this for purpose of heter. Now gradually you put on it this gid hanosha to cook. But Bishashim, you're burning the wood, it's possible that you use it for midi dechazilei. So let's say hoyim. Or malay, so yes, the kenechnaim is like the true. Apik havora v'yayel gid hanosha shonavela. Take out, there's no love here for havora, for the burning of it. Because the burning of the wood right now, that's mutter, because of the swarav hoyil. Hoyil, if you'd want to use this heat that comes out of the burning wood for purpose of heter, so even though now you're doing it for purpose of issa, you should not get malchus. Do you know what the fifth malchus is? It's in the veiler also. Shrashi gid anosha shem veiler. The loika al alchilosim ishim veiler. You get a special malchus because it's in the veiler. Like we're saying, like Rashi said before, this man the Yom holds yesh begidim b'noisim tam. The gid hanosher has a taste like meat, so it's considered like the meat. And when the Torah says in the veila you're not allowed to eat, it goes any part of the meat that's in the veila you're not allowed to eat. So the is in the veila goes upon the gid hanosher also. So by eating this gid hanosher, you're over a malchus feeding the veila also. So that's the fifth malchus here. For the Gemara, not like that. For Tony Revi Chia,
Loikin, out of these five malchusin that you get here, shtayim alachilosi, only two malchusin are for eating. V'sholashal v'shuloi, and three of them are negated to cooking up. V'isin, according to you, what you want to say now, we're talking about this nevela is involved, that the gid hamashrik didn't come from a kosher behemam. It came from a nevela. Sholashal achilosi miboylei, there are three malchusin just for eating. There's the malchus of eating bosa v'cholub, there's the malchus of eating the gid hanosha, and there's the malchus of eating nevela. And he said, not like that. Reb Chiya said there's only two for eating. So the way we were learning before, it's very good. Havara, that's one. And then you have Bishul, that's two. And then you have Bishul, Bostam Chalav, that's three. But the Gemara, Ela Apek Havara, true. You have to, Havara you have to take out. That you are right. Because according to Rabbah, you say it's for a Hoyel. Since by burning of this wood could be used for a hetedik a person, you will not get malchus for this cooking. The ayel atse muksa, and put in that we're talking about this wood was muksa. It's atse muksa. That's what we're talking about. That the wood itself was muksa, and muksa dik a wood you're not allowed to use on Yom Tov or on Shabbos. And the havi mina right now it's mamash yibunosim mediraisa. So that's the malchus you get for using wood that's muksa. Muksa means it was set aside not for the purpose to be used on Yom Tov, and that's the Havimino now, that's also Midiraisu. So the Gemara, the Kashilo, O Muksa Diraisu, is the Issa Muksa Midiraisu? We know from the Masechta Shabbos, Muksa is only Midirabonim. So there is why they asked the Muksa, but not Midiraisu. Omla Yitz, where it says back, yes, I'll tell you, Taika Rabba holds that Muksa is also Midiraisu. The Pasuk says, Vahoya Bayeh Mashishi, should be the sixth day, which is usually Friday, Vehechino Eisashe Yaviyu. And you should make Hachon, you should prepare for whatever you want to use tomorrow for Shabbos. So this is a limud of Muksa. So whatever you want to use on Shabbos, you have to prepare before Shabbos to be able to use it. So something you did not make any preparation before Shabbos to use, you had no daf at all to use this wood. The Moshe, you had wood set aside, the Chveish, you plan to sell it, to plan to use it for something else, but not to use it for firewood. So your Maksa, you took away your mind from using it before Yom Tov, so that's Muksa. So now on Yom Tov, you are now allowed to take that wood and use it to burn with. So that's what we're talking about here. That cycle could be Muksa Zosim Midiraisa, that's the Havimina, and that's the third Malkus you get for using the Muksa Dika wood. That's the Malkus you get. And the Pasuk is from Bohoya Biyam Hashishi, the Yazarosu, where's the lav? Zomi Hocha. Well, Leisasa Komalocha. Goes into the regular lav of Leisasa Komalocha. This is the Havimina. So Rashi says, Muksa the Yeraisa, before Vayalatse Muksa, the Hashka Lekla Mei Mahoyim, the Midiraisa also Leshtamesh Biyesh Muksa Biyamtev. Now there's no heter of hoyel if you could use it for heter. Because the fire, the heat that comes out of Atse Muksa, there's no heter at all. You're not allowed to be Meshtamesh, you're not allowed to use wood that's Muksa on Yom Tov. But in most kashas, though, Muksa the Yeraisas, Drashi Bitsmiya, Tavakasha, we always learned that Muksa is only Midrabonim. So Mor says, yes, Lizal, this is only Havimina. But soon, we slug up the. We come to Maskana that Muksa Tak is not Midiraisa. But right now, the Havimina is yes, that Muksa is Midiraisa. That the Pasuk says, Behoya Bia Mashishi Behechinu. So Drashi Be Mizumin, that means you have to prepare it. Shemizamin Kold Sarkli Hayim. You have to prepare everything you want to use tomorrow on Shabbos or Yom Tov before Shabbos and Yom Tov. For Yomer, you have to speak out, say with your mouth. Dovazel Litzorach Hayim. This thing I want to use. To Mishum Terech Malacha Shabbos. The Pasuk already said that you should cook and bake before Shabbos. For Shabbos, the Pasuk is talking about that you have to prepare. So since this wood you did not prepare, you did not speak out before Yom Tov Shabbos to say. I'm talking about Yom Tov now. You did not speak out before Yom Tov that you want to use this wood. The Hakos of Koru Hachona. And the Pasuk calls it Achona. Heavy law malacha. It's considered a malacha having enjoyment from this wood. For Yoivrolem, Yishun Lasasako malacha. So this is the Pshat according to Rava. The fifth malchus that you get here is for using this muksadika wood. That's what's awesome. Even though for Yemis, the Gemara and Beitza says that Rava learns out from this Pasuk boy of Yemeshishi, the famous Sugi of Achona the Rava. If an egg was born on Yom Tov, it's also teetered on Yom Tov, because we say it was prepared a Gzeira when Shabbos comes out after Yom Tov. It's considered the egg is being prepared on Yom Tov for Shabbos, that Shabbos cannot prepare for Yom Tov. That's the way, Mitzvah, when we see Masechta Beya, we'll see exactly what Rabbi, how he dashes this Pasuk. But right now here, the Havamina is that from this Pasuk we learn out, do you say that Muksa is also Midiraisa, to have Hanor from the wood of Muksa.
Now Gemara asked that kasha. Omalei, fi ho'atu di amrit, you yourself, you Rav Bagufa said like this, that boy in the name of Rav Chisda, that he asked this question from Rav Chisda, fi yamr lo, and some say boy in the name of Rav Huna, that they asked the shalom from Rav Huna, haviyu seh me efer, let's say they brought a seh, from the efer of Rashi, that means ochui, that was in the pasturing outside, or muksu, it was muksu, you didn't have that to use it before Yom Tov, for Shabbos. Shele nichnas liyishu yom rabin. They're talking about a seh, a sheep that was outside in the fields a long time, and it didn't come into the house before Shabbos and before Yom Tov. So you didn't have in that, you didn't have in mind to use this sheep, this seh for carbon. Now, heviyu seh meyefer, on Yom Tov, on Shabbos, they brought you this seh, they brought you this sheep that was outside in the fields for a long time. V'shochatu tomid b'yomtif, and they shechted for korban atomid on yomtif. Mahal, what's talocha? So Rashi says tomid oila shot tzibur. They brought it for the korban atomid in the morning, which is a korban oila for those tzibur. Mahal di korv, can you be makri of this korban or not? That was the shayla. And what's the shayla? Since it's muksa, you did not have das to use this before Shabbos and before yomtif. Maybe it's also to use this for a korban on Shabbos or yomtif because it's muksa. That was a shalom. Can you use such an animal or not? And you answered back. The Atta Matalo, you goofy answered back and said like this. The Matalo, Olo, Se Voloi Habchor. Achas Voloi Meiser. Min Hatsoin Voloi Hapalvis. Rashi says, Se Voloi Habchor, Mas Nisni, this is a Braisa. Dorsha Krod Yecheskel. The Darshan now a Posik in Yecheskel. Karvi Kabonis is talking about Kabonis over there. The Posik says, Vese Achas, one sheep, Minatsoin from the sheep, or Minhamasain from 200, Mimashki Yisrael. From the water that Yisrael could drink. The Darshan, Se means Vloyas Abchor. The Se Mashma, Shiruya Liois, Bein Zocher Ben Akeva. A sheep means whether it's a Zocher, whether in a Keva. The Kulam Bechlau Se, the Rob Bechlau, the word Se. Ubechor ain't a well a zocher. Mashenki and a bechor we know is only from a zocher, from a male. So therefore, the pasuk is saying now seh and not a bechor. Achas one v'loy meisa. Trashe v'loy meisa. The meisa behema ain't a royal lagdisha lekorb acher. Lekorb an acher. V'ochi mashme echad she'elavadoi v'loy zeh she'ain the boy elo mechlal asara. In other words, we're saying now that you can't use these things for other kabbonis. Because the pasuk says one mashma comes by itself, not a ma'aser behema which doesn't come by itself. Ma'aser behema is when you have new 10 behemas that were born, you have to take one of the 10 and bring it for korban ma'aser behema. Right? The pasuk says min hatsoin for loy hapalvis. Min hatsoin is a trashi. The loy kol hatsoin from the sheep and not all the sheep. Miyutuhu, this is a miyut. Loitzi palgus, that a palgus you cannot use. What does a palgus mean? That means yotze mechlal kevis, it went out of the years of a kevis. When a sheep is 1 year old, it's called a kevis. Or lechlal ayel leibo, it didn't get to, when it gets 2 years old already, it's called an ayel. Now this is in the 13th month, it doesn't have a shame ayel yet, but it's too old already to be called a kevis. Vayno kol chodesh leishos, to the 13th month, the kevis ben shonu, a kevis is always considered the first 12 months, the sheep is alive, that's called a kevis. The ayel, what's called an ayel? Mishenichnas l'shon eshniya chayde shalom. After it's 13 months old, after it lived a complete month in the second year, that's called an ayel. Welcome to Forest from the Sechta Parah. That's the Gemara Sechta Paradashins. That's this pasuk here. Min hatsoin from this sign that all the sons v'loy hapagus. You can't use a pagus. Min hamasayim. What does it mean? One from 200. Mi moiser shtei mois. Something that shenishtayim abor. From 1/200 that's left over in the bor. So Rashi says, "Our korchich and nechosim koi." Here Yecheskel was talking about bringing the nechosim, bringing the nesachim, the wine that they put on the mizbeach. O Kamer, and he says, "Heviu and nesachim alav." Bring the nesachim on this korban. Min hamasayim from 200. What does that mean? Sheyishtairu masayim bebor hayayin. That you have 200 left over from the bor of the yain. Faita. Mikan, from here we darshin, la orlo shebetele b'masayim. That orlo is bottle in 200. The pasuk says, mina masayim, from 200. We see there's such a shear of something is bottle in 200. So darshin, mikan la orlo shebetele b'masayim. Dila v'she'isamura, but if we're not talking about this wine got mixed up with something that's also, amai matrach masayim, why do you have to have 200 get out of it here? Ubi alma, yeah. Here's also ksas asmachtem. Had Yechezkel said something to do with 200, what does 200 have to do here? That certain halachas, the halachas of bittul, is not bottled until you have 200 times as much of it. Like here by Orlo and Klayakarim is only bottled bimosayim. The end of the pasuk says, Mimashki Yisrael, has to be something that Yisrael could drink. Min hamutul Yisrael, it has to be some animal that it was mutter for Yisrael to eat it. Mikan omru ein meviyim nesochim min hatevel. Or some of it is going back to nesochim, bringing the wine. That you can't bring wine for the mizbeach, for the nesochim, from tevel, that's something for Yisrael to eat. Because it has to be something that if not for the Yisrael kutchim on it, it would have been mutter for Yisrael to eat it. Yocholai would think, now this is what Magei to us. Yocholai would think, lo yavim in amuksum, that you can't bring an animal for korban. That's muksum. Or matter, the Gemara says no. Ma tevel meyuchid, just like tevel. Tevel is awesome. Why is tevel awesome? Tevel means the fruit, the pears that you didn't take off trumas and maizes yet. Shei sure gufa garamlo. It's an if in the gufa zach. When it was grown the tevel. You're not allowed to eat tevel until you first take off trumas and maizes. That's called an iser begufa. Avkan, avkoil sheisura gufay gormloi. Who than anything that the, it's also machmasatzmoi. If it's a chetz of yisura something, we're not allowed to eat because it itself is also from these things you can't bring a mashke, you can't bring a sochim, you can't bring a garment from. Mashenkein, yotza muksa, muksa is different. Shein isa gufay gormloi. It's not an isa machmas, the gufa dover is muksa, there's nothing wrong with it. In the middle of the week that you're allowed to use it, there's no chetz of yisura here. El Issa Dovrachan Gormloi. There's a different Issa. It's Rashi Shabbos. Machmas, the Gdusha Shabbos. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to use Muksa. But that's not considered a Guf HaDovra Chepsa Vizura. The Raya is in the middle of the week that you are allowed to use Muksa. So the kids said, after we dash in Mashke Yisrael, you're only allowed to use things for Kavonis that we're allowed to eat, that a Yisrael could have eaten it. If not for the Issa Hegdish, it may have to be something that's also Machmas Atzmai. It's a Chepsa Vizura. Mashenka is something that's only also machmas dovracha, like by muksa, that's mutter to use for kutchim. Now the kasher is, viyamrit is the muksa diraisa. If you can tell me though that muksa is also to use midiraisa on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Mali is the gufa, mali is the dovracha. My nafkimenev, this is an issa machmas Shabbos, an issa machmas atzmoi, but at koponim midiraisa, you are not allowed to use muksa on Shabbos. So if you're not allowed to use it on Shabbos, it should be also to use muksa. You can't bring a korban on Shabbos, that's muksa. You had this animal that was pasturing out in the fields for a few days, and before Shabbos you did not have das to use it, you should not be allowed to use it midiraisa. It should be posel for korban. That's not called mimashki Yisrael. Mimashki Yisrael was saying now that means something that a Yisrael is allowed to use it, if not for the Yisakotchim. Muksa, even if it's not hegdish, you're not allowed to use it on Shabbos. You're telling me now it's also midiraisa. So this is one riot where we dash in this posuk in Yecheskel that we only aser things that are also machmas atzma, not muksam, that muksa is mutter to use midiraisa. Avad, it's only midirabona that it's also to use something that's muksa to have enough of something that's muksa. Baita, the yerid, I have another crash on you. Ha'atu the yamad, you were the one that said, chilek malokas l'shabbos. That on Shabbos, if you do different malachas, you get malchus, or you get misa, or chiv chatis, for each one separately. V'yein chilek malachas liyamtif. But on yamtif, if you do two malachas, you don't get two malchus, and you only get one malchus in. So it's shveya then. How do you have five malchus? And you were talking about on yamtif you say there's no chilek malachas. So the Rashi, v'yein chilek malachas liyamtif. Shemosa shtei malachas amazing. Somebody did two malachas willingly. Ain't a like yishtayim. You say you don't get two malachas in. Vacha be yomtev kemino. Don't not yomtev here. Or mechayev eslei mishum yomtev tarti. You want to be mechayev two malachas for yomtev. What are the two yomtev dika malachas? You want to be mechayev mishum muksa. Or mishum avash or gid be yomtev. It's a special malacha of muksa and of vishal on yomtev. So that can't be. You yourself, Rabbah, holds that there's no chilek malachas on yomtev. You only get one malchus, no matter how many malchus you do. So my answer is, Ela'afek havorah v'yayel atzei asheira. And Echlami, take out havorah and put better in atzei asheira. V'yazorah mehocha, you're having hanor from amish, the wood that came from avodah zorah. Since it's not a yom tov nikalocha. Therefore, you get a separate malchus for having hanor from the atzei asheira. V'yazorah mehocha, the boss says, V'yadbek v'yodcha mumah menachem. You can't have any hanor at all from avodah zorah.
So mel is good while you get the five malchus in here. There's no kasha on rabba over here. That's why we have five malchus in. That you don't have any hoil here. We're talking about now not mishum havara. Al savara, maybe there would have been a svara of hoil. We're talking about now what you're using is atzei ashera. Using wood from an avodah zara. That there's no heter at all till you have anor from the wood. Therefore, this is the fifth malchus you get. So now there's no kasha on rabba. All right, we'll stop here.
You're holding daf memches. Yes, last shiloh was again. We wanted a taino that we put in atzei muksa. That one of the lav you get for cooking on yom tefir is because you're using atzei muksa, which is also midiraisa. That the gemara asks, no, muksa is not also midiraisa. We had a raya from the last posik. We said boy menem rav chizda again nochmos less come on daf mem zayinam abeis. That boy menem rav chizda ramula boy menem rafuna. Mal, what's the law if you take for korban atomid that you want to bring on Shabbos morning? You take this set of sheep that's muksa that was pasturing outside in the fields for the last few days. You never had achoner on it. The yater matna law is you rob a gufa insidus, rob you gufa insidus, and said like this: that Allah the vidashin a posik in Yecheskel that says like this: Allah se v'loy habchor. We dashin v'amatlon alois seb lo yabchor. The pasuk says for korban atomid you have to bring a seb and not a bechor. A bechor is pasuk for a korban atomid. Achat it says one v'loy meiser, not from meiser which has to come from ten, a one of ten. Minat soin v'loy yapalgus. It has to be a soin, not a palgus. Like Rashi said, either it has to be a keves 1 year old or else an ayel is more than 13 months old. But the 13th month is called a palgus. You can't bring that for korban atomid.